the Supreme Court could change the power cities like L.A. have to deal with homeless camps.
The root of this case, which is really actually quite simple, is that a city cannot tell somebody you cannot sleep anywhere in the city.
It's April 19th. This is the L.A. Local, sponsored by the L.A. Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Coming up, thieves hit a luxury condo complex in Playa Vista.
Cash, jewels, purses.
Your luggage.
My luggage, which is really annoying.
And why we can expect more atmospheric rivers going forward. First, though, on Monday, the Supreme Court will take up the issue of cities banning overnight camping and essentially making homelessness illegal. The justices will hear an appeal of a Ninth Circuit decision that said the town of Grants Pass, Oregon, could not outright ban sleeping on all city sidewalks. Adam Murray is CEO of the Inner City Law Center here in Los Angeles. He says Ninth Circuit wasn't trying to tell cities they couldn't restrict homeless camps.
So you can fix the problem by having enough shelter beds, like some places have done, and that's would be a great solution. But even if you don't do that, you can still restrict some public areas and some public parks and some sidewalks within cities, as long as there are alternative places where people can sleep. So it is not an absolute ban on banning sleeping in public or sleeping in parks, but there has to be an alternative. There has to be a place where people can sleep.
He says the ruling, what the Supreme Court decides, will affect how cities across the country work with their homeless populations.
I mean, the root of this case, which is really actually quite simple, is that a city cannot tell somebody you cannot sleep anywhere in the city and you have to go someplace else. You have to leave the city if you want to sleep. Like, that is not allowed. There has to be either shelter beds or there has to be public spaces that have been designated as places where people can reasonably sleep. It shouldn't, in my mind, be a particularly controversial ruling, but people act then like, oh my gosh, if we can't restrict them everywhere and can't push them out of our city, then obviously we can't do anything. We have to get rid of this case.
He blames politicians for not addressing the root problems behind homelessness.
Yeah, I think it's a lack of political will. It's a lack of creativity and just willingness to get to the heart of this problem, which is we don't have enough housing or shelter in our communities. And those are difficult questions for elected officials to deal with because their constituents, for the most part, want the problem solved, but they want it solved someplace else. They don't want the shelter in their neighborhood. They don't want the additional affordable housing in their neighborhood.
The city of LA has taken a neutral position on the case, saying they don't want to criminalize homelessness, but have to be able to restrict where homeless camps are set up. We're learning more about the body that was found yesterday in an abandoned U-Haul in Mid-City. The cops now say it is a man, and the man was shot in the head. Medical examiner's office has identified him as Henry Jernigan, 50 years old. Officers initially responded to a call about a parked U-Haul that was impeding traffic on Redondo Boulevard near the 10 freeway. A U-Haul worker went to recover the vehicle and found what appeared to be a body wrapped in a tarp, actually was initially drawn by the smell. Police say the rental with Arizona plates, as many have, was reported stolen a week ago. But the person who rented it is apparently not a suspect. No word yet if they do have a suspect or suspects in the case. The police are looking for a burglary crew that hit a luxury condo complex in Playa Vista this week in broad daylight. Our John Baird got a chance to talk with the victim and his friend.
And so when you went up into the rooms, what did you see?
Chaos, just everything strewn everywhere, drawers knocked over.
So they went after cash and jewelry?
Cash, jewels, purses.
Your luggage?
My luggage, which is really annoying because I needed to fly somewhere today and that's not happening now.
And you have video that's pretty good of these people.
Yeah, I have full video of the getaway car, of everything, and you can see their faces. There's several scenes. They wear masks during the getaway, but I have them walking up, and during that time, they're not wearing masks.
And his friend, Ken Dower, said it was really pretty bold.
He and his wife feel pretty violated. Someone was in their house. They stole cash, jewelry, and just the fact that somebody went into their house and stole stuff in broad daylight at 2 o'clock in the afternoon is pretty unnerving.
Using an Apple AirTag, the victim was able to locate the abandoned getaway car, and he hopes that vehicle and the surveillance video will help police track down the thieves.
Update on that crazy story about the theft of $30 million in cash in the Valley on Easter Sunday. The initial reports were that there were no alarms that ever went off, but as it turns out, the police responded three times to separate alarms to that vault facility in Sylmar. But when the police responded, they didn't notice anything. It's according to a report by the LA Times, which says a sophisticated operation involved entering through the roof of that building owned by Garda World. LAPD responded to one of the incidents just before 11:30 p.m. on March 30th, around the time of the robbery. They called it a false alarm. The FBI is now leading the investigation. Several people were hit by a car doing donuts during one of those street takeovers recently, and detectives are trying to identify two of them. Margaret Carrero has that.
Video shows people standing in the street, one woman holding up a cell phone, taking either a selfie picture or video when a red car loses control and hits her and others, throwing them to the ground. One woman appears unconscious and some guys picked her up and moved her. Detective Ryan Moreno is with the LAPD's South Traffic Division.
In a perfect world, we like to think that these guys that were kind of tending to the girl when she's on the ground did take her somewhere. That's what we're hoping. But we don't know. Like I said, our investigators were calling, trying to confirm anything that looks kind of close, somebody being brought into a hospital, and so far there's nothing yet. Checking with the coroner's office, our missing persons. I think these guys even tried using some like facial recognition software to try to identify this person, and so far we've struck out everywhere.
He says they're trying to identify both of the women to see if they're okay. This happened Sunday night at Manchester Avenue and San Pedro Street. There's a reward of up to $25,000 for information because this is a hit and run. Just this week, Moreno says there have been at least seven traffic-related deaths in their area, many of them attributed to speed, and a lot of them are hit and runs.
And finally, you can expect more atmospheric rivers and get ready for them to get worse. Scientists are saying now the series of strong storms we've had the past couple of winters were just a precursor. New study is predicting that atmospheric rivers are likely to get more powerful and to hit closer together. And therefore, California needs to have stronger preparations in place. Nine storms hit the state last year and the year before, the longest period of atmospheric rivers we have had in 70 years. It'll be a dry weekend. Hope you enjoy it. That's the LA Local for this April 19th. We're sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. Search the inventory, all 14 dealerships at lacarguy.com. And stay connected over the weekend, 97.1 FM. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Get the Odyssey app and search KNX News. Follow the LA Local on Apple Podcasts. Get it sent to your phone every weekday afternoon. We're back Monday. I'm Alex Silverman. See you.